Now as you abound and excel and are at the front in every, listen to what he's saying. See, he said, I'm encouraging you to complete this beneficence. And you complete this, that you carry this, don't just start it and stop it, okay? This gracious contribution among the church at Corinth, he said, now as you abound and excel, or in, listen where you are, now that you abound and excel and are at the front in everything, in what? Notice they're at the front in faith. They also, come on, in expression, in expressing yourself, in knowledge, in all zeal. These people were knowledgeable. They were able to express themselves. Amen. They had zeal. That means they didn't just sit up in the seat or just sit around the house and do nothing. They were zealous. They were active. They had, you know, a person that got zeal, they'd get up and get something done. And in your love, they didn't just talk love, but they walked in love. Come on. In your love, that you came to the front and abound and excel in what? In this gracious work of alms giving. Also, that means giving money. Keep on, let's continue. I give this not as an order to what? Dictate to you, but to prove by what? Pointing out the zeal of the sincerity of your own love. Pointing out the zeal of your sincerity, of your own love. For you are becoming progressively acquainted with what? Recognizing, more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. His kindness, his gracious generosity, his undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, in that though he was so very rich, yet for your sake he became so very poor, in order that by his poverty you might become enriched, abundantly supplied. You might be. All right. Go. What verse was that? Go to the next one. Let me see if I need that. I want to get to verse 10. Yeah. It is then that my counsel. Now listen to what he's saying. It is that my counsel and my opinion in this matter that I give you, that I give you when I say it is profitable and fitting for you to now complete this enterprise. Which more than a year ago, you not only began it, but were the first to wish to do anything about the contributions for the relief of the saints at Jerusalem. They were the first to ever come up with this. All right? He said, what all this had to do? Just hang on. Now go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Can we get there? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Do I have to go with my pad? He said, remember, now notice he talks about in this 8th chapter, their willingness to do it. But look what he said here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. Remember this. He who sows how? Sparingly and how? Grudgingly will also do what? If you're a stingy giver, you're going to receive a stingy harvest. But if you sow generously, that blessing may do what? Come to someone. Will also reap how? Generously and how? With blessing. Keep going. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart. Not what? Reluctantly or, boy, I sure hate I gave that money away. I'm going to give, but oh, Jesus, I'm going to miss my ice cream today if I give this money. Reluctantly or sorrowfully or under what? Composure. For God loves who? He takes pleasure in, he prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyful, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in its giving. All right. We'll be back to visit that in just a few minutes. Okay. Now turn with me to John Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 5. John Gospel, chapter 6. This is King James. We're switching over. Y'all listen? You listening? I'm about to show you something. John Gospel, chapter 6, verse 5. You got it? All right, I'm going to get going. They'll catch up with me. Verse 5 says, When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming unto him. He said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread for these that they may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he knew himself what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for these, that everyone may take and eat a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has five, what? Barley loaves and two small fish. But what are they among so many? Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers of 5,000. In the number of 5,000. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he did what? Distributed to the disciple. And the disciple did what? To them that sat down. And likewise, did the same thing with the fish.